On the next slide, we do have some more about text fields. Here's an example where of creating a new text field with the text field constructor. You can put some initial text into the text field, or you don't have to. You can have a null string. Nothing will display. And you can say how many characters wide you want the text field to appear. It's always just one line. You can change the text that's displayed by using the method setText. And if the user types in, you can find out what they typed by using the method getText. And you can get an event as the user types, they can correct and so on. But when they finally hit character turn, then you can get an event that lets you know when to go and use the method getText to find out what they typed. If you only want to display text and you don't want to allow the user to type, there's a method called setEditable, which allows you to control that. So if you say setEditable is false, then the user is not allowed to edit the field, and you're using that text field only to display text and not to allow the user to type in. So you have a lot of control over all those attributes.